For Aristotle, this insight stops at the level of we are responsible for what we've chosen. And there's not as much description of the inner psychological workings as those later thinkers will manage to produce. But they could not have done without standing on the shoulders of this particular giant. In the final portion of this lecture, let me turn to the other half of Book 3. In the second half of the text, it begins with Book 3, Chapter 6, we find Aristotle using this notion of the choice that we have to do that which was voluntary, that which was in accord with our nature, the choice that we have to develop certain virtues in the matters of courage and temperance. And his reflection on these two particular virtues urges that we have to exhibit them in the fullness of his very definition of moral virtue. You remember that definition. Moral virtue is the habit of choosing the mean between the extremes with regard to some action or with regard to some emotion. We'll deal with the action when we get to Book 5. That's the sphere of justice. Here we're dealing with emotions. And the two emotions that he thinks we're dealing with, first, in the case of courage, we're dealing with the emotion of boldness, or alternately the emotion of fear, in the face of danger. Because some people get stirred up by danger and become more excited. Many of us are more inclined to be a little fearful when something dangerous comes up. So in the realm of courage, we're dealing with the habit of choosing the mean between the extremes with the emotion of fear. Whereas with regard to the virtue of temperance, we're dealing with that sphere of pleasure and desire and appetite. And the goal here is to have a habit of choosing the mean between the extremes with respect to those pleasures. Now, Aristotle's development of these two particular virtues in Book 3 is designed to concentrate on that notion of choice. Let's take them one by one. In the case of courage, Aristotle takes note that what we're feeling is a certain emotion, a certain passion. And the very reason why a passion is called a passion, for Aristotle, is that we're somewhat passive with respect to it. The reason why an emotion is called an emotion is that we're moved by it. It's something that gets stirred up within us, not because we chose it, but because some information came to us. So it might have been that we saw a certain danger, or that we heard a grating upon a fence and it gave us the goose pimples that we feel up on our hands and on the back of our neck. However it is that we came to the knowledge, the fear that we feel is a passion or an emotion because it's a movement within us that stirs up in us without our choosing it. Courage is precisely that habit of choosing the right response at the right time. It will necessarily involve coming to know how dangerous that is and how strong or how weak we are, but it will be a matter not just of knowing, but of knowing quickly and with ease and with regularity how we ourselves can respond to this particular danger and this particular emotion of fear. Aristotle tries to give a schematization of the various places and instances where we find courage. His own particular list is headed by the case of fear of death in battle. He's mindful here, I think, in a very aristocratic sense, of the fact that this is one of the great and most fearful things death is, and especially the death that comes when we know we're acting for a good cause. It isn't something that just happened to us in a way that disease strikes us, or in a way in which a robber might come even with lethal force against us. But it's a situation in which we have chosen to enter into the battle precisely because there was something worth fighting for, and in which we are very knowingly entering upon the risk. And so he takes this as the paradigm case, where it's not just something happening to us, but where we are feeling something that we'd rather not feel if it were possible to us, but which we must be ready to feel precisely because there's some battle to be fought. He then proceeds to give an analysis of what courage looks like in that instance. Here, I think, in particular, among 20th century Aristotelians, of the wonderful works of J. Glenn Gray, who was a teacher of philosophy at the University of Colorado, who wrote a book called Warriors in Battle. And his suggestion in that book is to, his effort there in that book is to deal with the various ways in which soldiers have to muster their courage for precisely this kind of combat.